With his popularity at an all-time low in the wake of the Lebanon War, Prime Minister Ehud Olmert is taking even more heat, this time from State Controller Michael Lindenstrauss. He had planned to issue a scathing interim report accusing Mr. Olmert of leaving Israeli civilians virtually defenseless in the face of Hezbollah rocket attacks. Hezbollah, an Islamic guerrilla group based in Lebanon, fired more than 4,000 rockets at Israel during the 34-day war in July and August of last year. Critics say residents of northern Israel suffered from poor conditions in bomb shelters, no early warning systems in some towns, and no evacuation plans. Attorney Michael Pardum of the Movement for Quality Government says the state controller is responding to the mood of the Israeli public.
The public is very anxious to move forward on ascertaining and studying and investigating what happened in the home front, particularly in the north, during the war. And I think in that sense, we have to support the efforts of the controller.
But Mr. Olmert blocked publication of the interim report, accusing the controller of conducting a witch hunt. The prime minister described the report as one-sided and said he was not given enough time to present his case. Israel Democracy Institute President Arik Carmon says the state controller has crossed the line of neutrality.
He must give the opportunity of those examined to respond to the finding before conclusion. This is the case in any kind of examination.
The controller will issue his final report at an undisclosed date, and it will clearly be harshly critical of both the government and army. That raises questions about Mr. Olmert's political survival. The Israeli army chief resigned over admitted failures of the Lebanon war, and the prime minister is under growing pressure to follow suit. Robert Berger for VOA News, Jerusalem.
望网易语网站 www.english.com 欢迎您的光临。